Love a little feedback at the end of that song.
Yep, that was Jack Names the Planets by Ash.
Beautiful.
And I want to do an update on the songs. Before that, we had EMF with Unbelievable. Before that, we had Descendants with I Don't Want to Grow. Before that, we had Fugazi with Waiting Room. That was going out to my brother, Bill.
People.
Yeah.
They're cool.
My brother
actually
is cool.
I talked to him earlier. I talked to him last night, too. I asked him what his sexual fantasies were.
No, you didn't, did you?
Oh, no. No, did you hear when I picked up the phone?
No.
I said I didn't know really who he was. I go, hi, Bill. I'm here to tell you all your sexual fantasies.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay.
He probably went, huh? he is kind of a very... He's very mellow. He'd make a really good stoner.
That's why I just assumed he was stoned.
You thought my brother was stoned?
That was my theory.
No, I don't think Billy does drugs.
Okay, well, you know what we're doing now?
Billy.
It's 10:30. You know what time that is?
What time is it?
Okay.
You get a bolt through it, all three of you. It's 10:30. You know what time that is, kids.
What time is it?
It's time to play Let's Have Tom's Mom Take a Coffee Break and Talk to Tom on the Phone. Claire, if you could pick up that wonderful phone.
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. If you could dial 499.
Oh, Jesus. Do you want to open the radio?
Just write it down.
Bingo. That was easy.
Okay.
It's a 499 number. She might not be in her office. Two ringy dingies.
She probably should dial 9 first.
We did dial 9. Three ringy dingies. She's not in her office. Damn. I want to leave a message. We'll tell her to call her here. We'll tell her to call us here. She's unable to take my call right now. But if I leave my name, number, and brief message, she'll get back to us soon. Or press 1 for more options.
Should I push 1?
No. Hi, Mom. It's your loving son. I'm here at WECB, where your machine's now on the radio with plenty of feedback. I'm sitting here with Claire, Rob, Bob, and Jesse, and I just thought I'd call you because we're doing kind of like a Christmas, like, let's call family and say hello and tell them we love them and, like, Merry Christmas and stuff. And Keith, who just, like, randomly walked by, we told him Merry Christmas. So if you want, you can give me a call here because I'll be here till 3. 578-8852, and if that number doesn't work,
okay.
It's 824-8852. We're not sure which one's working, but... I love my mom. I am such a little boy.
Cool.
No, my mom and I get along really well, though.
That's cool.
We compare, like, lack of social lives.
My mom wants me to call back because...
You're just jealous.
When I talked to my brother on the phone, my mom was tired, so she said I should call back.
I'm wearing boxers, and, well, I don't wear tidy whities anymore. I made the conversion.
Dan Aykroyd has restraint.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Is he tied up in the hall?
Yeah.
Is he naked?
No.
Damn. Clothed. He's fully clothed, but he's tied up in the hall.
Yes.
Was he with anyone?
Right.
Any
Claire, play a song, because I want to go beat Dan Aykroyd in the hall.
Okay, this is Kill Your Television by Ned Stomach Dustbin.
Oh, dude!
Dude!
Rock and roll, Ned! Say hello, Mom.
Hello, Mom.
How are you? Oh, just wonderful. See, we're doing this thing. We've already called, like, Claire's brother. We've called a bunch of her friends. We called my roommates. And so now we're just, like, calling people and saying hello and wishing them Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry She's wishing Merry Christmas to everyone listening. I love my mom. Taping the entire show.
We can give it away as Christmas gifts to our relatives.
There we go. That's my gift to you, hon. This right here, putting you on the radio, that's my Christmas gift to you. B. To see how much my mom loves me. You so kick butt. All right, I'll let you get back to work. I just wanted to call and say hello. All righty. Merry Christmas to you too, Mom. All right, and Happy New Year too. Bye. That was my mom.
Tom's mom.
That wasn't a very good connection. You couldn't really hear her.
I know. It's her phone system. It's really bad. Shut up, Jesse.
Your mom rents your room out for extra money?
She doesn't rent it out for extra money. She rents it out because I really don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And I probably won't move back over the summer.
And I need to be able to afford next year because after this year I have no money.
Right.
Same here.
We are like completely and utterly casse.
I'm going
Did
home
Did they give you
to...
lots of financial aid, though?
They gave me none.
Really?
Here they gave me none except for the honors scholarship.
See, I got, like, so little, it's not even funny, but...
They wouldn't even give me anything. I mean, I got the National Merit Scholarship Award. I was valedictorian. I'm in the honors program.
You're valedictorian?
I still can't get...
Oh, my God,
Jack
I never
here.
Knew that.
And you're at Emerson?
Yes.
I never knew you were a valedictorian.
Yes, it was kind of funny.
It's time.
Instant time to bust a rhyme?
No, it's the time for the weather report.
What is
as
the
time to bust a move?
As of 10 minutes ago, it's still snowing.
It's still snowing, folks.
That is
for those of you locked
report.
In the little building.
That is
you
the
know
instant
what?
Weather report.
I think I have a theory. You know the phantom elevator in the little building? The one that, like, stops on a floor but doesn't really open?
Ooh.
Yeah, it, like... No, okay. It's just, like, the light will come on... But the door will never open. It's a phantom elevator. I think that there are three people locked in it. I think they're all dead.
No. That's the second ghost. That's one of the two ghosts of the little building so far. There's the elevator ghost and there's Oliver.
There's... No, Oliver was cheese. Oliver.
Oliver,
haven't you?
I haven't met Oliver, but people on our floor have.
Yes. So.
And someone on, I think it was the 10th floor, actually saw Oliver... heard Oliver crying.
Oliver's
plastic Ouija board cheese.
I would make
Parker Brothers.
Yes, but the thing is, people who did not talk, don't even know each other, talked to the same person, and someone else heard him talking and crying.
See, and didn't get to do a tarot card reading for me this morning. I was bummed.
Oh, bum.
She did numerous readings for us. It was too scary.
I haven't had a reading done.
Things are more.
I think I've had like one reading done my entire life.
Across the street?
Yeah. The psychic. Yeah. Oh, that's
about
right.
Subway.
Yeah, but it's like, how much is it?
$3
it's $3
for a tarot card reading.
Yeah, but like, look at that place. I wouldn't want to like sit down in that place.
True.
Someone I know went in there and interviewed her for honors, and he said
oh, really?
It was fine.
Is she cool?
Cool.
I don't know.
She seemed nice. Jason.
Wow.
Jesse.
Jason. No, not your name. Jason was the one who did it.
Jason Schwartz.
Yes. He's the guy who.
Use the Schwartz.
He's the guy who lives next door to me.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Let's see how well you handle it.
He's in our math comm class.
Is anyone listening
to
us?
Yeah, he's the redheaded guy with the baseball cap who always walks by. And
oh, wow, really?
Yeah,
I'll have to ask him.
Yeah, it's cool.
That rocks. I've always wondered about that psychic lady. That, and I've got another question. Have you ever noticed a tweeter? You know Tweeter? You know this.
Just the name of that.
No, the play, the Tweeter down on Boylston, Bob knows this.
Yeah,
they've always got the Laserdisc player going at night, and they always show Star Trek VI.
And it's not just at night, it's like 24/7.
They always show Star Trek VI.
Always.
It's always, doesn't matter what time of day, you can always...
You just stand in front of there for 2 hours if you miss the movie in the theaters.
It's kind of like
up on your Star Trek
the piano that plays itself for hours on end at night at Baldwin's of Boston. It's the same thing. It's just there's the piano at Baldwin's of Boston.
I've actually seen the piano not playing anything.
I've never seen that
TV not playing anything, but I have seen the piano not playing anything.
I saw the disc flipping over. That was such an event. I was so happy. I walked over and it had like the pause thing and a disc flipping over. It was so cool.
Cool.
I was like, dude.
Merry Christmas.
Keith.
You're
we love
the,
you, man.
You're the man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Keith.
Keith,
happy
New
Year. Tom's
mom kicks ass. They were trying to get it. I had to explain it to her again. No, you can't get it in that building. She's so confused.
Confusion is good.
My mom rocks. All right, so what are we doing now, Claire?
We're talking about confusion.
I have some more songs
I'm
in
just
here, but
I'm just a jackass sitting in the other studio.
Yeah, they're all in the program. And we're on the one in the booth.
I don't know if I can say that. Well,
yeah, but it's a kick's ass.
If I said it, oh yeah, that's right. They say kick's ass.
You can
so
say
okay.
kick ass. You just can't say.
I can say kick ass.
You can't say ass and then add another four-letter word that is a group with Courtney Love in it.
And what group would that be? we're all dumbfounded for about 3 minutes. Huh? Claire.
What?
Claire, make funny reference. Me can't think.
I can't say it.
Courtney loves Ben's munch.
What? Yeah, Courtney loves Ben is not munch.
It took me 20 minutes to get that. You know, it sounds really bad when we laugh at ourselves on the radio.
Do
Claire,
it.
Play something and end this pain.
Okay, this
Please.
Is Screaming Trees with Nearly Lost
good.
You.
So oh, I love this song.
We're like going to grunge here.
I probably...